Chapter 8. The Promised Savior. The Bible says that only perfect people can live with a perfect God. But people aren't perfect. Whether boy or girl, mom or dad, we all do wrong. Since it is only right that all sin is punished, it means that we have a problem. Because we sin, we too must be punished. This is terrible news. But remember how God had some good news? Remember his plan? The Bible says that God would provide a Savior who would one day come to earth. This Savior would rescue anyone who wanted to be saved from the punishment for their sin.
For years, the people looked forward to the day when the Savior would arrive. While they waited, God told them to do something that would help them to see how sin could be punished without punishing them. God asked them to bring a perfect lamb to an altar. The one bringing the lamb put his hand on its head, showing that his sin was being moved onto the lamb. The lamb then had to die, as death is the punishment for sin. The lamb died in the man's place. This showed people how God could punish sin without punishing them. So that's the way it was. For many long years, people looked forward to the coming Savior. They wondered who he might be. What was his name? How would he come? How would he save them?
Finally, the day arrived. The Savior came to earth. And you know what? It turned out that the Savior was God himself. That's right. God came to earth. Isn't that amazing? To be the Savior, God became a man. This doesn't mean that he stopped being God. But the Lord knew that the only way to save us was to become like us. So he came as a little baby, just like any other boy or girl arrives on earth. He was born into a very ordinary family. His mother was called Mary, and her husband's name was Joseph. Though the family was ordinary, the baby was not. The baby was God himself.
The Lord was not born as a baby in a hospital. He was born in a stable, a place where sheep and little lambs are sheltered. His first visitors were shepherds. Men who care for lambs and make sure that they come to no harm. When God came to earth, he was called Jesus. The name Jesus means God is the one who saves. Jesus was the Savior that God had promised to Adam and Eve long ago. He came to save us from the punishment our sin deserves.
Jesus did many wonderful things while he was on earth, amazing things that don't normally happen. He made blind men see so that they wouldn't stumble and fall. He healed those who could not walk so that they could run and play. Jesus brought a little girl back to life so that all her friends would be happy again. He fed a huge crowd with a small boy's lunch, so that no one would be hungry. Jesus did all these things so that people would know that he was God. He loved people.
One night when some of Jesus' friends were traveling by boat across a big lake, they were caught in an awful storm. The wind was fierce and huge waves crashed against the side of the boat. All night long, the men tried to row the boat to shore, but the wind was too strong. It was almost morning when the men saw someone walking on top of the water. They thought it was a ghost. They were very scared. Then a voice called out to them, "It's me. Don't be afraid." It was Jesus. Peter, one of the men in the boat, shouted to Jesus, "If it's you, tell me to come to you on top of the water." Jesus said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk to Jesus.
But when Peter saw the wind and the waves, he became afraid and began to sink. What should he do? He could struggle on his own, or he could call out to Jesus to save him. Who should he trust? Peter saw that he couldn't save himself. Jesus was the only one who could rescue him. He cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus reached out his hand and caught Peter. Peter made the right choice. Just as Peter could not save himself from drowning, so we can't save ourselves from being punished for our sin. We need a Savior. Jesus is our Savior. We need to trust Him.
So who is this man called Jesus who walked upon the sea? Did God leave heaven to come to earth for sinners like you and me? Yes, Jesus.